Hey, remember that trap we built for the otter in the last episode? Well, we're going to talk about its unique design and how it's created for a purpose, just like us. Check it out in this episode of Outdoors with Sean Merrill. All right, hey, welcome to the Outdoors with Sean Merrill. If you joined us in the last episode, we finally got our mink and otter trap built. So if you didn't see that episode, you want to go back and watch it because it gives a parts list and shows how we put together this otter trap. And so this can be a mink or an otter trap. Now, the couple things I want to show you before we go set this thing out is, and then I alluded to it in the last episode, that this is our trap holders on front of the trap, and it's going to be a 220 Conibear body grip trap that we're going to set in there. And I thought I might have to notch these out a little more because you don't want a big gap right there for your springs to set in, and I'll show you in a minute, but you need enough that it's not going to pinch them and you can easily set it in there. But we've tried it out, and our trap is going to be able to slide right in there, and I'll show you in just a minute. Now, another thing, you can attach a piece of wire to the side of the box here, and if your gap is too big, and you can kind of wire around the back spring, but if you don't make your trap too big, you can just slide it right in. And then we will, I'll show you that in a minute, how we're going to do that, but here's the deal. We'll go down here to Hunter. Hunter is going to help us out, and he's going to show us how to set this 220 Conibear trap. Now, he has got a special tool that I talked about in the last episode, and what this tool does, because there is so much tension on those springs, what this tool does is help you collapse the spring, and then it's got a safety latch on it, and I'll have Hunter point out the safety latch here in a minute as soon as he gets through squeezing that together. All right, he's going to hold it there with the tool, and that's the safety latch. So as long as you've got that on there, then it's going to hold the springs tight. So then we're going to set the trap. Again, this is a body grip trap, 220 Conibear, and he goes ahead and uses a tool just for safety purposes. And this is your dog. You call that your dog, and what that does is holds the bars there, the trap in place. But now, what will happen is, once you take these safety latches off and the trap is set, then the otter or the mink comes through there and there's your trigger, those two pieces of wires down, it throws that dog up and then, bam, body grip trap. And you've got your chain here that we're gonna connect to the trap, to the trap set. So let me show you this. Here's one that's already been set. So we've got our safety latches that are on here. Yolanda's a little nervous. No one's lost a finger yet. So and this is your chain that holds that you want to secure your trap to the trap box here, all right? So anyway, safety trap's on. So we've already tried this out and it actually works really well. Now, see these safety clips? We had to try a couple of times by using the tool that Hunter had to set this trap and move the safety clips back so they wouldn't be in the way of the trap holders here. So it just slides right in there, and see, it's pretty snug. And you can actually move, you know, a couple of these springs if you need to get it a little bit more snug, but no worries. Now, when you set this in here like this, you wanna make sure your dog, which is this part right here, is facing towards the pipe. Because, you know, if you had it flipped around and the dog was on the outside, the animal could actually hit the dog and set the trap off without being completely in there. So you want to make sure your trigger, the two pieces of wire, are on the inside and your dog is running towards the inside, towards the pipe. So there we go. And then what we'll do, we'll just take a piece of wire and we'll wrap it around some pretty thick wire, but it's not really going to matter because, again, this is a body grip trap. It's not a leg hold or anything or a snare, but we're going to take a pretty good, fairly heavy gauge wire, and then we're just going to wire it to the side of the box right there. So basically, if I had this flipped around and the chain was on this side, we're just going to wire it around right there. Now, the idea of this is that when we're setting it in the pond, we're actually going to put a rope on this end and tie a rope on this end, and then we're just going to kind of stake it down to where it floats in one place out in the pond. And so, you know, in order to be legal, this has got to be down in the water some, okay? So that's what these floats are for. And ideally, and I haven't tried this out yet, but we can always add more styrofoam if we need to. But when we put it in the water, ideally we want it to float with the water about right in here, somewhere about right in there, okay? Not completely up in that pipe, but maybe somewhere about right in there. Now that may be where I've used a 4-inch pipe, that a 6-inch pipe may actually be better because the water won't be as high up. But anyway, so we're fixing to load this up. We're gonna go down to the pond, which is very low at the moment. We haven't pumped it up. And Hunter is actually going to throw a cast net. We're going to try to catch some little bream to put in here for bait. And then we've got some otter lure that we're going to put on the inside of the pipe. And then we're going to actually set this down in a creek or the edge of the creek down here where the otter have been traveling until we pump the pond up. One more thing before we head down there and get this trap set out. I wanted to show you how it actually worked, right? And actually, I'm not going to show you. I'm going to let Hunter come over here, and he's going to set it off, and I'll kind of talk his way through it because, you know, I'm a little older than he is, and if he jumps out there and gets him, maybe he won't break a bone, maybe he will, but I figure my bones are a little more brittle than his, right? And so anyway, I'm going to let him come over here. Hunter, come over here, and let's show him real quick how this thing actually works. So we've got it down there. Let's just say we've got it down there. We've set our conibears already, just like Hunter showed you a while ago. Our safety latches are still on, but first we're going to bait the pipe, and we're going to get it all secure and all ready, and now we're sliding the conibear in, and then that's when the very last thing you do is you take your safety latches off. So there, it's not quite set yet, but it gets that other safety latch off and doesn't lose a finger.
There we go.
All right, so now he's got it. He's got it, now it's set. So you might want to make sure it's secure, it's set, it's okay, don't worry. And then here we go. And this is what, so the otter will come in there, and here, very good. You're doing a good job. Then all of a sudden, he gets, now we've saved a bunch of fish for the pond. So that's how it works right there. No fingers were harmed in the making of this video. So let's load it up and let's head out there, get it set.
Brought some more styrofoam down here just in case.
I know, you're about to. Oh!
What?
I don't know.
Don't lose it.
Thought something got me. Now, no, that's going to be perfect.
With two traps in there, you think it'll be okay? So this is called Terminator. It's for otter, mink, coyote, bobcat.
Whew. Old girlfriends. I was just kidding.
It stinks.
The Terminator.
It stinks.
Ew, I smell it.
Yeah.
Can you smell it?
Stanky. So we're going to dab a little bit of that on here.
Just a little dab will do you.
Yep. And we're going to put it on the top of that pipe on the inside.
I'll let you do that.
Mix her up.
Or get this where I want it.
Do the eagles like that?
They ain't getting in here.
A little bit more.
Then I just throw, well, the stick can float away. The
stick can be up here if they want to, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting this just right.
Look at that. You should do this with a 330. This ain't near as bad. Trying to hit me with that?
No, I was trying to scare you.
You can't scare me, boy. now, see how our safety is up high right here? We want to scoot that down because we know that the box, we're going to need a little bit of, and we want to set it up higher.
And forget it.
Set it and forget it, yeah. But we want them kind of even. So now we get our dog, put it on our trigger. This is where you kind of got to move slow. Take your time with things. Or you're going to end up with a nub. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But I just don't feel like doing it. Okay. First one's going in, folks.
Trap has blood and hair on it already. Ooh. Ooh, I don't like that. All right, hold her still.
I'm trying to hold her still. It's in the water.
Dog. Don't want to lose my fingers. I don't want to wear this thing. All right, now, kind of like we talked about, I'm going to bend it. Kind of have tension on there. So that one's set. We'll do some more tension on it because it's wobbly.
She's done.
We gotta take the safeties off.
Yep, let's take the safeties off and I'll tie it off.
Very unique design of this trap, isn't it?
I might have to take the safeties off and then put it in.
Oh, okay. That ought to be fun.
Yeah. Preferably you don't want to have to do that.
But it'd just be the spring that would
hurt you a little bit.
Nah, not too bad. Just pop your hand. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go. What you did it at the shot.
Did what?
Stick right here on that. Hold it out. Here, I got it. Go ahead.
I might take it out again.
All right.
She's set.
Ready for something to come by.
Looks good.
There it is. All set out. Double otter in the morning. Maybe. I hope.
Hey, yes.
All right. What a great setup.
You did good.
I love it. Oh, you did good.
You know, that trap has a pretty unique design. It's created for a purpose. It's got a job to do. Just like us, we have all been created. Who created us? God. And He created us in His unique image. Genesis 1 and 27 said, "So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God He created them. Male and female He created them." He knows everything about us because, as the Scripture says, He is the one who formed us. Psalms 139:13-14 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." And just like that trap, we are created for a purpose. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So what's our purpose? It's simple. Love God, love others. Listen to what it says in Mark 12:30-31. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." How do we love God? Hey, the Scripture says that if we love God, we will glorify Him and obey His commandments. And what did Jesus share with His disciples before He ascended to heaven? We call it what? That's right, the Great Commission. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.' This is how we love God. We obey His commandments. We honor Him with our lives. We meet Him daily by reading His Word and through prayer. And it's also how we love others. We share the good news of Jesus Christ with them. We serve them. We encourage them. And we disciple them. Love God. Love others. That's our purpose. It doesn't always come easy, but it's what we are created for. Hey, LifeWord has created a tool to help you learn how to be a follower of Christ. Go to follow.lifeword.org to learn more. We also now have it in Spanish and in Ukrainian. Fulfill your purpose today. If you want to see more videos like these, simply follow LifeWord on social media sites like Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.